Good morning. Welcome. What a great place to wake up together, huh? Let's practice. Start in downward dog and bring your love to your practice. You've given up your time, your space, your money, your life energy. It's a great investment. Thank you for being here and acknowledge yourself for being here. Know that you have a yoga asana practice, vinyasa practice, a practice of breathing deep on purpose, in through the nose and out through the nose. Move around a little bit. Get a sense of the mood of your body. Add a couple inches to your foundation. The space between your hands and your feet. Add some inches to that space. Bend your knees. Create some space between your fingers. Fan your fingers across your mat. And with your knees bent, press your hands into the ground. Lift your hips up to the sky. Keep your gaze steady. Let's breathe together. Inhale. Exhale. Breathe in. Breathe out. Fill up your lungs. Empty them out. Lift your right leg to the ceiling. Bend your upper knee. Take your upper leg to the left. Bring your upper foot to the floor. Lift your left leg to the ceiling. Bend your upper knee. Take your upper leg to the right. Look up your hands, walk forward. Come halfway up. Lace your fingers at your lower back. Use a yoga strap if you have any difficulty lacing your fingers. Lengthen your spine towards the front of the room, breathe in. Wrap your arms over your head. Here we go. Relax your neck, open your eyes. Bring your hands to the floor. Ground your feet in the earth. Stand up. Lift your arms above you. Bring your hands into eye shot. Fan your fingers. Bring your hands to your heart center. One ohm. Reach your arms above you. Breathe in. Bend your knees. Bow forward. Inhale, flat back. High plank. It can be a profound gesture to bring your knees to the mat. Just to let the body that's on your mat know that you have its back and you're not going to force it. The beginning's a very impressionable space. Come forward and down, low plank, upward dog, downward dog, gaze to one point. This will set the tone for the whole practice. And it's not even clarity of your central vision, it's commitment to gazing to one point. It doesn't matter if it's cloudy, clear. Like your eyesight, that's not important. It's the willingness. It's really your heart. That's what your gaze is training. It's pacifying the doing brain and activating this wisdom that's in the center of your chest. Fill up your lungs. Empty out. Push all the air out of your lungs. Walk to the front of your mat. Inhale, flat back. Exhale, bow forward. Root down, sweep up. Exhale, forward bend. Inhale, flat back. Exhale, high to low plank. Inhale, up dog. Exhale, down dog. locate where your fingers meet your palms. Press the index and middle finger mounds down through the rubber of your mat. And as you press your finger mounds down, feel the rebound up to the lateral body and lift your hips up. Breathe out. Press your hands on the ground more. Now bend your knees and look forward. Walk or jump to your hands. Inhale, flat back. Exhale, bow forward. Thunderbolt. Lift your toes up. Take your weight back. Find your tipping point. Take your weight, your shin bones back, your pelvis down. Now shift your vision up. Breathe out. On your inhalation, sit down to your maximum edge. Bow forward. Come halfway up. Low plank. Upward dog. Pause for a moment. Down dog. Warrior one, step your right foot forward. Drop your back heel to your mat. Stand up. Lift your arms above you. Set your gaze to one point. Lift and spread your 10 toes. Now work the bottoms of your feet into the floor. Take your right hip and lung back. Take your left hip and your left lung forward. Feel the skin. Feel the four corners of the feet waking up. Now fan your fingers apart. Shift your vision a few inches higher up than your own eye level. Shift up. Drop your hips 2 inches towards your floor. Take a huge breath in. Bring your hands to your mat, low plank. Inhale, up dog. Meditate on your finger mounds, pressing down into the earth. Down dog, warrior one, step your left foot forward. And you're arranging your feet. Discover the four corners of your feet, dialing into your mat. See the earth, quality of earth being grounded and fluid, they come together. As you lift and spread your 10 toes, work the pelvis and the shoulders squared to the front of the room. It's a hip opener. Now shift your vision up. Firm up your back thigh muscles. Pull in from your core. Press down the floor. Rebound. Go straight up. Take a huge breath in. Bring your hands to the floor. Low plank. Upward dog. Down dog. All right, let's breathe together and then we'll flow together. Take a breath in. Empty it out. Let's work it. Breathe in. Breathe out. That's it. Fill up your lungs. Empty out. Get all the air out. Let's move now. Look forward. Walk or jump to your hands. Flat back. Bow down. Thunderbolt. Bow. Inhale, flat back. Low plank. Up dog. Down dog. Warrior one, step your right foot forward. Root down. Inhale, go up. Exhale, low plank. Inhale, up dog. Exhale, down dog. Warrior, step your left foot forward. Press down. Inhale, go up. Exhale, low plank. Inhale, up dog. Exhale, down dog. You can feel it. Awakening is a process. Maybe the first round of sun salutations, you weren't breathing that deep in your lungs, but as we progress, you can feel it. More of an expansion from the inside out. Breathe in. Breathe out. Push all the air out. Walk or jump forward. Flat back. Forward bend. Thunderbolt. Bow down. Come halfway up. Low plank. Inhale, up dog. Exhale, down dog. Warrior, step your right foot forward. Press the floor. Inhale, go up. Pull more air in and go back. Exhale, low plank. Up dog. Down dog. Warrior, step your left foot forward. Pull the air in. Expand. Go back. Low plank. Up dog. Down dog. We need one more, Marcy? Oh, we good? One more? Byron just rolled his eyes. It's okay. Yes. No, I'm just messing with him. I'm messing with him. That's all. Okay, breathe in. Empty it out. Jump to your hands. Flat back. Forward bend. Thunderbolt. Bow forward. Come halfway up. Low plank. Up dog. Down dog. Warrior, step your right foot forward. And you go on your own. And you just flow. I'm not going to give you cues. You just go. And if you're brand new, make it up. Or you can peek around. You'll find your way. It's the cool thing about being in a community and actually being set free through the sun salutations. There's a different wiring that's occurring as a student. Be grateful for that. Even if it feels a little messy and you feel uncomfortable, it's good. It's good soul work. All right, lift your right leg to the sky. Bend your upper knee and flip your dog. You know, you're developing yourself as a student so you can take your practice anywhere, everywhere, at any point, and find your path. Press your feet in your mat. Lift your hips up. High plank. Spin your heels to the right. Take your left arm to the sky. Your path to power on your mat is being intentional, creating the physical foundation of the pose. Whatever's touching the floor is the physical foundation of the pose. Rest your upper arm to your side. Low plank. Up dog. Down dog. Step your right foot forward, crescent lunge. Prayer twist to the right. Now be intentional, creating the physical foundation of the pose. Check out your feet. You have sensual, visual measures. Your feet are on 12 o'clock. That means your feet are straight forward. You have about hip-width distance between the feet, right to left. Five, front to back, you're studying it. You're feeling it out. A good measure is 90-degree angle in the front knee. Four, spread your toes across your mat. Three, keep your gaze steady so you have access to your feet. Two, warrior two. Extended side angle. Half bind. Set your gaze to one point. Now increase the flow of your in-breath. Pull in a little more air. Complete your out-breaths. Assist the breath. Five counts. The breath will move you into your power. If your gaze is steady, breathe in that deep as possible. Keep your gaze steady. Your breath will move you. Lift your toes. Spread them apart. Take a huge breath in. Low plank. Up dog. Down dog. Lift your left leg to the sky. Bend your upper knee. Now it's your call. Do you flip your dog? Are you a yes to flip your dog? Are you a no to flip your dog? Maybe your no to flip your dog is because your shoulder's injured. Your no's on your mat are always for a bigger yes. Know that. K-N-O-W that. High plank. Spin your heels to the left. Take your right arm to the sky. Be a yes for your foundation. It's going to change form. You are ready for that. This is the whole practice. Ready now to just go with the flow. Listen for the body. That's your North Star. Low plank. Oh, up dog. Down dog. I missed the arm to the side, yeah? I better start paying attention. Step your left foot forward, crescent lunge. Prayer twist to the left. Pay attention to where your feet are. You might think you know where your feet are, but you don't want to think about your feet. See your feet. Maybe add space right to left or front to back. Five. Now bring in the air. That's what's going to build a fire. The fire is what's going to transform the pose. Four. Three. Into an expression of poetry where you're right at the edge, mind, body, spirit in one space right here. Now breathe out. Get that air out. Warrior two. Extended side angle. Put your heels on one line. Be scientific about that. Observe that that is happening. Half bind. Observe that your joint system stacked on a vertical plane, that's happening. Five. If you let your bum stick out, that won't happen. You got to drop your tailbone down, lift the front of the pelvis up. Four. Lean into it, Allison. Three. Give your front knee a little nudge towards the front baby toe. Very good. Now take your shoulders to your back. Don't let them fall on your chest. Take your shoulders to your back. Breathe in. Low plank. Up dog. Down dog. I breathe in. Empty it out. Walk or jump to your hands. Flat back. Forward bend. Thunderbolt. Bring your hands to a prayer at your heart center. Twist to the right. Take your left elbow past your right thigh. Gaze at your feet. This is one of the most powerful seats to be in on a Friday morning. You want to increase the voltage in the pose, and that depends if you're grounded and you're committed to your vision. Like your two eyes focused on one point or set on one point. And your commitment for your future self. About 10 counts. I would imagine like a little chick breaking its way out of an egg. This is like that training, our daily training. 5, to come out of the cocoon of comfort. 4, let tapas rise. 3, drop your pelvis towards your mat. Move your heart forward and up. 2, ragdoll, fingers to toes pose. Come halfway up, breathe in. Pull the crown of your head towards the floor. But all asana and vinyasa is a dance of expansion and contraction. So create that. On the in-breath, let the in-breath engulf the whole body. Feel that tension on the in-breath. Now on the out-breath, just lean in, pull the crown of your head towards the floor, and straighten your legs a little at a time. Let go of your toes, the crow. Transformation in a moment with the energy of yes. 5. 4. And know that the answer to how is always yes. Chaturanga. Up dog. Down dog. Look forward and jump to your hands. Come halfway up. Bow down. Thunderbolt. Prayer twist to the left. What a great fortune it is to have a room that holds heat like this. A body that's willing to channel this heat. Know that power moves through you. It doesn't come from you. It moves through you. You're a vessel, and it's either a sound container, a holy space, a sacred space, or a space filled with holes. Lift your toes up. Seal the prana in. You got to keep the skin stretched out. Or you just consider there's like a pranic leak. As soon as you lose touch with your skin, take your shin bones back and make the skin around your buttocks stretch. Can you drop your hips down? And how about the skin over the collarbones? Move your pelvis back and your collarbones forward. About 10 counts. And about the skin in the back of the neck, can you de-wrinkle that? The skin that would wrinkle if you had your chin up, right? And then you want to actually work that twist. Gaze up to the sky. 4. There's some healthy. 3. Wrinkling around the neck when you spin. 2. Got to stretch that skin out. Ragdoll. Gorilla. Relax your neck. Take your hands out from underneath your feet. Crawl. Five. 4. Ready. 3. Set. Chaturanga, up dog, down dog. Look forward and jump up to your hands. Come halfway up, forward bend. Ground down, stand up, take your arms high. Eagle, bend your knees, wrap your right leg over your left leg. Wrap your right arm under your left arm. 5, you can bring your right toes on the floor or a block. 4, keep your gaze steady. 3, it's good strengthening and conditioning. Bend the bottom knee if there's no injury there. Breathe out. Sweep up, eagle. Five, seal your lips. Plug up the holes, seal the lips. Four, three, two, sweep up, eagle. Garudasana. Five, a streaming from your gaze to a point. Four, in high definition, you see everything. Three, all around you. Two, sweep up, Garudasana. Five, it's not myopic, the vision. Four, gaze steady. Three, shift the vision up a little bit. It elevates the whole energy. Two, sweep up. Bring your hands to your heart center. Clear it, breathe in. Empty it out. Standing leg raise, balance on your left leg. Lift your right knee up, make it square. Stay with your upper hand, your knee, and your left hand at your hip, or take a yoga toe lock and straighten your upper leg. One, two, three, four. Take your upper leg to the right, gaze to the left. One, takes courage to breathe through this. Bring your upper leg forward. Lift your arms above you. Breathe in. Airplane. Create a steady stream. Feel the air stream into the lungs, out of the lungs. Half moon. Stream from the core to the extremities through the digits. Create the foundation. Be intentional. Stay here or a half bow. Five. Come out further, further. Four. Three. Come up on your fingertips, Steve. Two. Yeah. Ragdoll, you feel that stationary space? Yeah. Bring your hands to the floor. Walk your feet together. Stand up. Take your arms high. Bring your hands to your heart center. Empty it out. Breathe in. Clear it. Standing leg raise. Balance on your right leg. Systematically building strength in areas that would be overlooked. The ankles, the knees. Take your upper leg to the left, gaze to the right. Developing mobility in the neck. Pull your belly to your spine. Get the energy flowing upward through your skull. Gaze forward, take your upper leg forward. Lift your arms above you, breathe in. Airplane, equanimity. Awareness is equal everywhere. Bring your chin to your chest slightly. Half moon. Be mindful you have solid ground under your blocks. You don't want your blocks half on the mat and half off the mat. Half bow. Five. Fingertips. Good. Four. Bottom foot straight. Open it. Three. Good. Look up. Shine out. Two. Ragdoll. Bravo, bravo. Bring your hands to the floor. Walk your feet together and stand up. Take your arms high. Bring your hands to your heart center. Clear it. Breathe in. Empty it out. Standing bow. Lift your left arm up. Grab your right ankle. You can get your shin or your foot. It's your call. Aim. Little by little. Increments. Move your upper shin bone back. Five. Take your collarbones forward and up. Four. Three. You can bend the bottom knee a little bit and then work the bottom leg straighter. Two. Bring your upper foot to the floor. Standing bow. I always train in having the bottom knee bend a little bit. A little water to the clay of the earth. Five. Four. Firm up your thigh muscles. Three. Pull your belly to your spine. Two. Exit with ease. Standing bow. Right in. Right in. There's no division. There's really no right side dance or left side dance or right side or left side of any pose. The whole's the goal. Bring your breathing. Five, completely natural to be in the middle of the pose and forget about breathing. Four, and get so caught up in the form. Three, move your upper shin back. Play the edge. Go forward and up. Two, up, 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 up. Bring your upper foot to the floor. Good. Standing bow. Wherever your attention goes, your energy flows. It's that simple. Wherever we put our attention on begins to expand. Whatever you take your attention off begins to wither. Put your attention on. Setting your gaze a little above the level of your two eyes. Get lifted. Generate inspiration. Through respiration and commitment. Five, seal your lips. Four, soft there. Yeah, now tight thigh muscles. Three, not too tight. Lift up, lift up. Two, bring your upper foot to the floor. All right, tree, balance on your left leg. Bring your hands to your heart center. Go right into tree. This is, you'll start witnessing the power of meditation, the power of being unmessable with and committed and devoted to your purpose. We're hardwired for purpose. We just forgot. You could say meditation is simply forgetting and then remembering. Doesn't matter if we're on a mat, a meditation cushion, we'll drift off. And that becomes, the drift becomes like wind for a tree. A lot of times we can diminish ourselves when we see ourselves drifting off. It's the path out is the same path back. Take your arms to the sky. This is true strength, is when you disrupt the drift and you come right back here. The homecoming, the hero's journey, coming back right here. Breathe in. Bring your hands to your heart center. Lower your upper foot to the floor. Tree. The yoga practitioner's home. Earth, right here on earth. It's good to train our feet and our hands. They become information informants for a lot of subtle energy. The skin, the hands, the feet. Lift your arms above you. And the power of our awareness, of our attention, the root to our power. The ability to pay attention right now, here. Fill up your lungs. Bring your hands to your heart center. Lower your upper foot to the ground. Reach up, breathe in. Bow forward. Flat back. Low plank. Upward dog. Downward dog. Warrior one, step your right foot forward. Warrior two. Straighten your legs. Triangle. Be intentional. Create the foundation so you can come out of the posing. And the purpose, your why, your yes, why you practice starts coming through. Five, vision is so powerful. Four, lift and spread your 10 toes. Give it a path in. Three, firm up your quadriceps. Pull them in. Now shine through your fingertips. Two, good. Stand up, face left. Take your arms above you. Drop your right arm by your side. Bind your shoulders. Maybe use a strap to make the connection. Breathe in. Bow forward. There's a pouring. The upper body. Like oil moving from one vat to another vat. It has that viscosity, the upper body. It's not just pouring out messy. There's a direction. Pull the upper arm bones into the center. Pull into center. Now take your hips forward. Relax your neck. Breathe in. Empty it out. Tighten up your thigh muscles. Pull in. Now press down and stand up. Face front. Pyramid. Stay in. Fold over your front leg. Direct the flow downward. The upper body, the flow of the upper body downward. Manage where it's flowing. You got to work the four corners of your feet. If you really want to be purposeful, bowing down. Injured here? No. Twisting triangle. Work the ground. Put a block under your left hand. Maybe stack blocks up. Bring your right hand to your hip. Stay with your right hand at your hip. Maneuver the pelvis so it's squared to the mat. If your hips are squared to the mat, take your right arm to the sky. 5, 4, go forward, away from me. 3, press the floor. 2, chaturanga. See that, get that grounded, right? You can go down more. Oh, up dog. Down dog. Warrior, step your left foot forward. Warrior 2, straighten your legs. Hinge forward. Hinge, hinge, hinge. Keep the pocket, the crease of your front hip deep. 5, 4, stretch it out, like really stretch it. 3, get that thumb down. You can do it. You can do it. Go further out, Sash. There you go. Firm up your thigh muscles. Really stop pulling in. Shine out. 2, stand up. Good, good. You need that. Face right. Take your arms above you. Lower your left arm by your side. Bind your shoulders. Breathe in. Bow forward. Where are your feet? Place your feet. Be mindful. Look at the mat space in front of the toes, behind the heels, and make them even. Be an architect. Know the blueprint. The blueprint's always Tadasana. And really, if you don't know Tadasana, just look for evenness and symmetry everywhere. Breathe in. Empty it out. Stand up. Keep your shoulders bound. Face front. Pyramid. Yeah, work them. Oh, look at that. Hook them, hook them. Hook your fingers. There you go. Twisting triangle. There we go. 5. Now go forward away from me. 4. 3, good, good. Go forward and lift up. 2, go forward, lift up. Chaturanga, that was killer. Get that hand grounded. Up dog. Down dog. You ready for a snack? High plank. Lower the mat. 4, 3, 2, 1, rest. Bring your arms by your side. Oh, what a delightful moment, huh? Feel the earth below you. Flip your head to the other side. Take a breath in. Empty it out. Bow. We'll be soon. Locust. Clasp your hands at your lower back. Pull all the parts of your body into center. On your in-breath, press down and come up. Put the energy, the prana into wires. You got to get the legs one, like one energy field. The legs, 5, 4, the two arms, 1, 3. Take the scapula to the midline. Now push the spine to the chest and lift your collarbones up. Come down. Bow. You can do one leg at a time. Pull your thigh bones to center. On your inhalation, move your shin bones back. Oh, how could I miss the birthday girl's favorite assist in the world, huh? 5, pull your thigh bones to center. 4, be at the receiving end of the pose. Relax into it. 3, 2, come down. Ah. Breathe in. Empty it out. Bow. Let's go, Allie. Let's go. Tilt over on the left. Tilt over to the left. Activate the right leg, the upper leg. Mm-hmm. More, more. Stretch out the whole right half of the body. The whole's the goal. Remember that. So keep the left side solid earth. Okay, come back to center and tilt over to the right. Maybe not solid earth, but good fertile earth. The bottom leg. Five. Move the upper shin back. Four. Get a stretch of the pectoral muscle. Maybe you could drop your head back. Two. Three. Two. Come back to center. Let's do the finish work. Five. Come on up. Come on up. Don't miss this. Four. Three. Two. Come down. Up dog. Down dog. Remember, this work you're doing really works. Camel. Bring your knees to your mat. Stand up on your knees. You can curl your toes under. You could keep your hands at your hips or reach back and grab your heels. Five. From your core, press your knees and your feet into the floor. Three, take your hips forward. Push into my hands, Catalina. Two, down dog. Good. Get those down, there you go. Camel. One of the most magnificent poses doing the heat. You're pulling up a lot of junk that would fester right around the heart, the throat. Five. Four. Press your feet and your knees down. Take your hips forward. Three. Push into my hands, Katie. Everything you got. Two. Down dog. I know you. Bridge. Press your feet down. Lift your hips up. Lace your fingers at your lower back. Five. Don't miss. Shimmy in the shoulder blades to the center line. Four. Now, our whole aim in back bends is to get the spine, the thoracic spine, moving into the chest. Two. Come back to the floor. Wheel. Create your foundation. Ready? If you do bridge, come on up. Wheel, press the floor, come on up. Can you do bridge? It'll help your lower back. Keep doing this, if that's possible. Five. Four. Work your thigh bones to the center line of your body. Three. That's medicine for your lower back. Two. Come down. Wheel. Wheel is actually what healed my back injuries. Ready? It created a lot of them, but it healed. It created the possibility of a healthy lower back now. Press down and come up. Five. Four. Three. Two. Bring your chin to your chest. Come back to the mat. Really, on a journey, you take some turns and end up some unexpected places and strengthens you as a journeyman. Ready? Set. Press the floor. Come up. Injury is part of practice. It's learning how to work with injury and to not re-injure yourself and actually create those spaces in our life when we are injured as informants on how to be more gentle and practice non-harming. All right, come down. All right. All right, you ready for the last three? Set. Just do one at a time. One at a time. Okay, ready? Set. Press the floor. Come on up. Just one at a time. You wash one dish at a time. Come on up. You don't see the big pile and the rest of the dishes you have to do for the rest of your life. Just one dish at a time. Come on down. Breathe in. Empty it out. Wheel. Press the floor. Come on up. 5, 4, 3, 2, you can stay out, breathe in, empty it out. All right, ready? Let's complete with our heart. Set, go. Do the best finish work you've ever done in an igniting sequence. The best finish work you've ever done in an igniting sequence. 10, 9, calm as can be. Calm as can be. Let things burn. 5, 4, press your heart to the back of the room. 3, 2, come down. All right. Bring the bottoms of your feet together. Splay your knees apart. Close your eyes and rest. Straighten your legs. Take your arms back. Breathe into the skin of your armpits. Breathe into the whole region around the kidneys, the front of the pelvis. Breathe in. Empty it out. Pull your knees into your chest. Give yourself a back massage. Dead bug. Oh, so you wake up and decide to go to yoga. You go through the hustle and bustle and humdrum of living a morning in the city. And all of a sudden, you're in dead bug. Life's looking better, huh? You're looking better, too. There's something like some sort of film, some energetic film that when we practice, especially in the heat, it gets sloughed off and we leave here and we're less, it's like less of a veneer. More authentic posture, more authentic whole way of being, little by little. And that adds up to a really massive thing. Let go of your feet, an empowered human being. Clasp your hands at the back of your head. Straighten your legs vertically. Now lift your shoulder blades off your mat and breathe in. Exhale, come up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 40. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. One, sit on your forearms. Lower your legs 30% towards your mat. Lower your legs 60%. Lift your shoulder blades up. Lower your legs 2 inches from the ground. 5, make your legs 1, 4, 3, 2, 1. Lift your legs up. Pull your knees to your chest. Get on your bicycle and flow. Flow, different than mechanically moving. You need to get into a rhythm like a jazz musician getting into the pocket of their performance. Straighten your legs, Allison. Tap my hands. Tap them. Reach for them. You're not even close. Tap them. There you go, Allison. Good. Keep breathing like that. Out to the nose. Keep with it. Steady. We'll do 20 more counts. Feel that burn. This is your path to your power. This burn, get to know it. Befriend it. Enjoy it. It's here to serve you. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, lift your legs up, sit on your forearms and lower your legs 30%, 60%, 90% down. Last round, lift your legs up, lower your legs 30%, 60%, 90%. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, lift your legs up, pull your knees to your chest. Twist, take your knees to the left and your chin to your right shoulder. Close your eyes. Breathe in. Empty it out. Bring your knees up to center and over to the left. No, to the right. Bring your chin to your left. Can you smell it? The last air of winter. You sense it. Start getting really connected to Earth and its cycles. Start picking up on subtle differences, perhaps, that we really weren't present enough to see before. And we can feel how our body's shifting, you know, just maybe with the time shift for a lot of us. Breathe in. Empty it out. Come back to center. Pull your knees into your chest. Rock and roll 3 or 4 times. Get some momentum in vinyasa, down dog. It's really a full-time job, the art of living well, learning how to work with the body as it's changing, maybe through injuries, maybe big giant life changes. The body keeps score, half pigeon, and we have to constantly adapt and attend to the body and really learn how to manage energy so we can experience longevity with the things that we love. Relax your neck. Take your arms forward. Relax your jaw. Maybe you put a block underneath your right hip, and maybe you put a block underneath your head, but set yourself up. Create a seat and meditate. Very difficult to meditate. Formally. Without a space to meditate in, and without intentionally building a seat, a physical space where you're going to sit in whatever way you intend to sit, in a comfortable, symmetrical, awake, conscious position. You've done a lot of that training, creating a seat, building asana. Now you got your face down in this asana. Close your eyes, relax your forehead. Bring your whole awareness to surrendering to gravity. Use your out-breath. It's your greatest teacher in developing a relationship with letting go. You can feel letting go when you breathe out. You can hear letting go when you breathe out. Breathe in. Empty it out. Down dog. Half pigeon. Lunge your left leg forward. Feel the ground. Feel your forehead center. Sometimes I'll roll my head right to left to locate the center line of the face, right through the nose. Maybe I'll squish my nose. I like doing that. I do I massage my body as much as I can, whether I'm massaging my feet, my forearms, maybe pressing my nose into the mat, getting my face massaged across the mat, breathing into my belly when I'm doing belly down back bends. But work in vinyasa. Once you set it free, once you open up the pathways, now just look at it. It's like just learning how to direct energy. Like you become a big rudder and you move energy to the forehead, the region around the mouth, and relax the lips. Breathe into your shoulders. This is what it takes to be present. A moment-to-moment body scan. Getting a felt sense of gravity and then the uplifting energy of grace, moment to moment to moment. It keeps you conscious and awake and out here, not in your head, out here. Meditation's physical. Developing posture to develop presence. Oh, 5 more counts. Is there any clenching anywhere? Maybe your hands aren't clenched. Maybe it's just the tips of your fingers, those upper knuckles. Or maybe just not conscious of the thumbs. Oh, sorry. Breathe in. Empty it out. Double pigeon. And crash your shins if you'd like to. If you don't cross your shins, stack your shins. Be intentional how you place your legs. If you do cross your shins, it's good to support your outer ankles with the purple block. Thank you. You can scoot back. When you do have the shins crossed, it's good to create a little space between your butt and the block. Fold forward from the crease of your hips at that point. There we go. Nice, right? Breathe together. Inhale. Exhale. Breathe in. Breathe out. One more. Fill up your lungs. Empty it out. Sit up. Switch legs. Lean in, close your eyes, take your attention off thoughts. It's where your freedom lies. It's in letting go, unclenching, not grasping, not holding on to. Thoughts get really sticky. Mental images get really seductive. Make your breath the vanguard of your space. Your breath, go to the breath. Devote to the breath. It's your life energy. Serve it and it'll serve you, I promise. It's your best investment, your attention on this movement. Breathe in. Empty it out. Sit up. Straighten your legs in front of you. Seated forward bend. Okay, create space so you can be with this expansion and contraction. This is where transformation happens. Not how deep you go into the form. It's can you manage the form to be a space where you're being with the in-breath and the out-breath. It has a magnetism. It starts pulling towards you what you need in this life to move towards your dharma. Take your forehead down towards your shins and the crown of your head towards the tops of your feet. Sit up, inverted tabletop. 5, 4, 3, 2, come down, lay on your back, do waterfall, or if you know shoulder stand or you know headstand, you can practice that now. Nothing better, though, to complete our physical practice than a good cooling inversion. If you want to do a little baby frog, you could do that. You could go right into Shavasana. But it's good to develop the sensitivity in the feet. It helps the, what's that muscle behind the calves called?
Soleus.
The soleus muscle. It acts as a second heart. So it's how it's the muscle that drains the feet while you're upright. So this gives that muscle some reprieve. It helps strengthen your bones too, inversions. Calms you down. Activate your parasympathetic nervous system. It's really important. We go into the world and we have much more vibrancy having moved into stillness. And you start to feel this. A lot of you guys feel this magnetism towards healing. You know, just like we're pulled towards certain foods after we practice. Maybe we start yearning like a broccoli crown or like a nice crispy, cooled, chilled romaine heart. It's waiting in the fridge for you, wrapped in a paper towel and tinfoil. Or you go, you know, I'll go into the store and I'll look into like the produce section. I'll look just for the brightest light, not like electrical lights, but like the food that's shining the brightest. Sometimes it's like the celery singing. You can see it. You tune in. You can feel it. You know, in like certain seasons, the fruit like has a certain tone to it. But this magnetism, you start feeling it, and then this magnetism, it starts pulling you in a stronger direction. And you start feeling that you want to practice more. Not only do you want to eat better, because when you practice more, you eat better, and when you eat better, you sleep better, and when you sleep better, you're a kinder person. And when you're a kind of person, you hold less grudges. And when you hold less grudges, you just feel lighter. And then you want to practice more. And then when you practice more, you want to eat better. And then when you eat better, you feel better. It's just a good cycle of goodness, an ecosystem of goodness that you're creating in your life. You can take your feet to the floor. Plow. This pose is indispensable in my practice. The more I don't do it, the more painful it is when I do it, and it's just the pain from having not done it. You start putting those dots together real quick. You don't use it, you lose it. You can take your knees by your ears, pinch your temples or your jaw. All right, butterfly or corpse pose. I say this, I've been practicing for about 25 years, and there's not a time I don't come into Shavasana where every cell in my body knows that I did everything I could possibly do physically to restore my integrity and my intention towards what I want to have happen while I'm here on the planet. I know I've done everything I could to restore the integrity and my intention towards what I want to have happen while I'm here on the planet from having done the practice. Sometimes I fall short from, you know, how I want to feel and how I want to be, but I always feel complete and content. So be here. You had a perfect practice. Perfect. Couldn't be more perfect. Your perfect moment. So let everything go. You can come back and think about and worry about and brood later. But now, just leave these few moments to pay attention to the floor and to listen to the air that's outside your skin. Take a huge breath in. Open your mouth. Let it go. Breathe in. Empty it out. Roll over onto your right. Keep your eyes closed. Sit up. Put your hands in a prayer. Let's clear it out. Take a breath in. Empty it out. One ohm. Bring your prayer hands to your forehead center. Take a breath in. Together we say namaste. Peace and love. Good work, you guys. Nice job. Nice work. Go have a beautiful day. Go get some water, get some electrolytes, get some good fruit, okay? And then stay on your feet. If you have any questions, ask me, okay?